USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is remembering Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yesterday morning, on what would have been Dr. King's 91st birthday, I attended the Sunday services at Ebenezer. And that was deeply meaningful and moving for me.
The National Weather Service says another surge of Pacific moisture is expected to hit California today after the state saw more rain and gusty winds over the weekend. NBC News' Dana Griffin says Santa Cruz County has been hit very hard from the storms.
This area is actually going to be closed off for several more weeks because investigators say so much heavy debris has fallen in that area that the road may be compromised.
President Biden has approved the state's disaster declaration in response to a series of atmospheric rivers. At least 19 people have been killed by the heavy flooding. Some relief could come tomorrow as dry weather is in the forecast. A Colorado judge is denying a motion to delay the preliminary hearing in the Club Q shooting case. Attorneys for the suspect say they couldn't be ready for the February 22nd hearing due to a large amount of evidence and a busy trial schedule. The suspect is facing more than 300 charges, including murder, after five people were killed just before Thanksgiving last year in the shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. The free school lunch program that came during COVID has gone away, and a new study reveals it's hitting districts hard. They can either take on debt or take a kid's food away.
It's been real heartbreaking for a lot of school meal program directors to take this benefit away from their students and families.
Diane Pratt-Hebner is with the School Nutrition Association. Their study found districts are taking on huge debts so they can still feed needy students. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House confirmed over the weekend that President Joe Biden's attorneys recently found a third set of classified documents at one of his residence's private libraries. Appearing on Fox News, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the president should know better.
President Biden, having been in Washington for decades, certainly understands, you know, how classified information should be handled. Senator Grassley and I wrote to his White House counsel, and all we got back was a brief email saying that the President administration understands the federal records laws. Well, they might understand them, but they're just ignoring them.
A big city mayor is making plans to run for re-election.
Chicago Democrat incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot is running for re-election to a second term in office against a field of nine challengers. Mayor Lightfoot touted her administration's efforts towards improving public safety during a forum last night at Lane Tech High School.
We've cleared more homicides over the last 2 years than in the previous 10 years.
The election is February 28th. I'm Lance Pry.
Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud is declaring for the NFL draft. Stroud had a deadline of today to decide if he would be returning to the Buckeyes or entering his name into the draft. He's widely expected to be a top 10 pick this spring. Stroud said the decision was the hardest he's ever made, but his main dream has always been to play in the NFL. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,